How to become an authority in anything you do. It'll drive more revenue, it'll drive more leads, it could change your life. This has a direct bearing on the real estate world and how to find more deals, how to get access to great properties. I've got a great guest on the show today. Her name is Victoria Kennedy. She is a well-respected authority in real estate marketing. She's the CEO of Atlas Real Estate, a lead generation agency, which is committed to providing more leads for closings for real estate professionals. And she's really carved out this niche, which is really able to help you become an authority in your space, which drives more leads. You create the cocktail party and people want to come to your cocktail party. Guess what? She is also a crossover classical singer, and she's sung with the likes of Andrea Bocelli. Are you kidding me? That's pretty amazing. And welcome to the show, Victoria Kennedy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So a classical crossover singer who is also a real estate expert. How did that happen?
Yeah, I get that a lot. You know, in order to be an opera singer, there's a lot of training that is required. There's a lot of dedication, perseverance that one has to do. One just doesn't wake up singing opera, right? But that dedication and that discipline, I've really been able to translate into real estate in order to, and built my company to six figures in the first year, you know, and just really established myself as an authority in real estate. I'm a 2020 Inman brand ambassador. I've been featured in all sorts of real estate publications because I've had a background in real estate, because I really care about it. I just translated my passion into classical singing, into real estate, and it's been very great.
That's amazing. Well, let's talk about the market. Before we start to dive into this authority idea, let's talk about the broader market right now. You're in Las Vegas, formerly of California. Tell me what you're seeing right now. We're here at the beginning of the summer in 2020. We know what we're going through. We know the world that we're in right now. We know that we're on the cusp of maybe a massive amount of evictions for buy and hold real estate investors. We're not quite sure how this is all going to unfold. What are you seeing there in Vegas? What are you seeing as you talk to investors and real estate agents around the world?
Yes, it's very funny you should say that. I just had an article published in our Las Vegas Review Journal about what's going on in the housing community in Las Vegas because of the coronavirus. So it's something I'm very familiar with. Before the coronavirus, we had a major inventory lack. There were just no homes coming on the market. Now you have to remember, Las Vegas is a new city. We don't have enough homes built for all the people who want to come and move here, especially considering we're getting the Raiders coming in. We're getting all of these major music festivals coming in. So there wasn't enough inventory. Now, because of coronavirus, we're seeing inventory starting to rise. You know, people want to sell their homes. People are in dire situations. But that hasn't really stopped our market because we still have a lot of people who want to buy. So if anything, now the market is getting more fair between buyers and sellers. But it really hasn't impacted as much sellers' listings coming on the market as in other places of America because we're such a tourist city. So many people want to move here. So it's actually been a benefit for both buyers and sellers.
Interesting. Interesting. I had some family members who were considering moving there. They were trying to find a quadplex that maybe they could live in, one of them rent out, but it was very difficult to find. There's just no inventory. So I hear
no
you.
No inventory, yeah.
Interesting. One of the things that you talk about, is your strategy called the closing maximization method. More closings, maximizing closings by becoming an authority. For those real estate agents that are watching right now, for those investors that are watching right now that are trying to figure out how to find more properties to fix and flip, to buy and hold, or to sell to get more leads as a real estate agent, take me through the foundational principles of what you teach and how to start becoming more of an authority in any of those quadrants. Real estate agents, investor, fix and flip, it doesn't really matter to me, but take us through the foundations of that.
Absolutely. I think when a lot of people think of marketing, right, they think paid, they think ads, they think, these things that they don't know how to do. And of course, that is a big part of it. But there is a lot that you can do to establish yourself as authority for absolutely free. And now, which is more powerful, right? You paying and then contacting people, right? Kind of annoying them, or having people come to you because they see you as the authority.
Right.
Right. And this is not just real estate agents. This is investors as well. Even if you consider yourself a part-time investor, you have more information about the industry than Joe Schmo, who's worried about paying his bills and doesn't have time to research how to sell his home. Right. You have that information. Why not make a quick video, post it on your socials, Facebook, Instagram, saying, hey, are you thinking about selling your home? You probably have a couple of questions. This is a scary time. Let me walk you through a couple of things about what's going on right now in Atlanta, in Boise, in whatever city you are in the United States. Make it hyper specific for where you're looking for investment properties, right? Then people think, oh, he knows about my particular situation. Right now has never been an easier time and a better time to be that local authority because, as we know, there's different phases for every single state in America right now of reopening, of what you can and cannot do, right? So speaking to your local demographic is a great way right now to establish that authority, to get people starting to come to you saying, should I sell my home? I saw your video. Is now a good time? Hey, can I pick your brain? Can I ask you a question? How should I go about doing this, right? And this is you being that authority, which means more people are going to start coming to you, going to trust you to sell their homes.
How do you overcome the imposter syndrome, which is for a lot of people, they see me, you out there on YouTube with videos and subscribers and doing a lot of work in this regard and think, I'm not Victoria. You know, I can't do that. She's been in this game for 10 years. I've only been in it for 2 years. It's so very easy for us to feel like imposters. And it can be very difficult for us to overcome that. What do you suggest for those people that are just getting started with this?
Oh, I have many things to say. I've, you know, built my life being an imposter. I mean, that's been my whole name of the game, you know, is right. Ask, you know, it's easier to ask forgiveness than ask permission, right?
Right.
If you know even just a little bit more than someone else, that's of value to them. You shouldn't think of yourself as an imposter. You should think, I know something more than my neighbors do. Why not get in front of a camera and say it, even if it's just a little bit? If you're feeling like an imposter, go ahead and qualify. Say, hey guys, you know, it's you probably know me around town. It's blah, 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 blah. You know, I've been dabbling into real estate investing for the past 2 years. You know, I don't know much about it, but I just wanted to maybe share with you what I do know so that if it is helpful to you, maybe you can take some of this advice. You know, maybe if it's helpful, qualify it. You know, don't be afraid. People want to do business with other people. And if they say, oh, hey, you're sort of the reluctant hero at that point. You're saying, you know what? I don't really know that much, but I know enough that maybe if you need my help, I could help you, right? So just being very honest and transparent with people of where you're at. You don't have to just say like, oh, yeah, I'm Mr. So-and-so. I mean, people can right. read right through that when you're being insincere. But if you come at it a very sincere way, you know, saying, I do feel a little strange talking in front of this camera because I've just been dabbling or because maybe I haven't been doing it as long as others. But if anybody gets any value out of this, let me just share what's going on here in Los Angeles, hear what's going on in San Diego. Let me just talk to you about what I'm seeing in the market based on different articles I've read, based on some research that I've done. Right? That's so helpful to people. Don't think of it as it being an imposter. Think about it how that you're providing value to the marketplace, to your friends and family who wouldn't have known otherwise.
Right. I love that. I think there's two choices when you start a new venture. You can really be like, if you're going to start a blog, you're going to start a YouTube channel, you're going to start what you're talking about, which is you can be the reluctant hero. Or you can be the Luke Skywalker, right? You don't know what you're doing. You're making mistakes. Or you could be the Yoda, right? The Yoda is the all-knowing. And so it's very, a lot of people think that they have to jump in and be the Yoda, the all-knowing Jedi. And very often, if you're just a few steps ahead of somebody else in that particular space, whatever niche it happens to be, not just real estate, you can teach somebody. You know, I know there's so many things that I've learned or I've had friends that have learned, but they're only a year further along than me. You know, they've learned how to do this particular type of surfing or whatever. Like, hey, can you show me? They're like, yeah, I'm not an expert, but I learned this last year when I was taught, you know, and that's how it kind of unfolds. You don't have to be scared of it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, of course, once you get that authority going, once people start seeing that you're being consistent, right, you're posting consistently, all of your socials have real estate investor / dad / fisherman, you know, something like that, right? People come to your socials and they know you're a real human being with real desires and kids and fun things you do, but also you're passionate about real estate. And also you give really good advice on real estate. Then they see you're not just someone blatantly promoting, you know, if you're in a dire situation, let me sell your house. No, it's, hey, I have some valuable information. Who do you think that person's going to trust? Someone who's just blatantly all the time with the same message over and over, I'm here if you need to sell, or someone who's a human being with posts about family and friends and also provides real value to them through videos, educational content, lead magnets, PDFs, sharing articles, right? Who do you think they're going to trust? And once you get to that level of trusting, then you can start doing things like paid ads, you know, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, those kinds of things. You know, they all build on each other. It shouldn't be one or another, right? It's a sort of holistic thing.
And this could be for a new real, so if you're a new real estate agent that's just starting, you're going through the schooling, you've just done more than a lot of other people have done, which is you've got your license, you've got your real estate license, you've gone through and learned all of the local laws in your particular area. Very important. They're always different than they are in Montana to New Jersey to, you know, to Nevada. So now you are an authority in a way, a, you know, first step, baby step authority, and you can start to put out this content. So that's great for new real estate agents. What about investors? So if I'm a new investor, I'm tuning into this channel because I want to learn how to become a buy and hold investor, maybe find some deals, maybe it's in my backyard, or work with another company to get some deals. How does this help them? How can they start to become an authority in that place?
Yeah, everything I just said is just as easy to be said for an investor. The same thing with the profile funnels. You know, when somebody comes to any of your socials, they should know within 3 to 5 seconds what it is you do. Okay, now I'm not saying every post needs about real estate investing, but they should know within the first 3 seconds. It should be somewhere in the bio, you know, a picture or an educational article somewhere. I'm not saying every post, but 20% should be something about what it is that you do. This is going to help establish you as that authority, right? Make a weekly video. Just go live. It doesn't have to be fancy lighting or anything. Just say, hey, you know what? I just listened to Clayton's podcast and I heard this really awesome, cool trick or this awesome thing that you guys should be doing right now, right? Or, hey, I heard this one thing. Just one little 30-second video once a week, and you would be surprised how people start relying on you for that constant content of, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about. He always has really valuable things to say about our specific market and about investing, right? They're going to start seeing you as authority. And like I said, this will lead to people coming to you as opposed to you pushing your, you know, can I sell your home over and over on them.
Today's episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. What's the number one sign of a bad home security system? Well, it's a home security system that's so complicated you never actually use it. This is exactly the type of security system that Simply Safe has spent a decade fighting against. They believe that simple is safer, and it's exactly why Simply Safe is the home security system for you right now, when feeling safe at home has never been more important with so many of us at home. Simply Safe was designed to be easy to use while protecting your whole home 24/7. You can order it online with the click of a button. You open the box, you place the sensors in your house where you want them, you plug it in, and your home is protected around the clock. No technician, no salesperson has to come out to your home, give you some big sales pitch, and disrupt your house. You don't need to pay any outrageous monthly fees or sign a 2-year contract and sell your soul. You know, when we set up Simply Safe in our house, it was so incredibly easy. In fact, my son Miles is sitting here right next to me. Remember when we set up our Simply Safe system, how easy it was? Can you tell everyone how easy it was?
You stuck it in the ground and then you could like see stuff.
He's talking about the camera. Yeah. And we also had a Simply Safe ground thing that we put outside the house to let like everyone know that this home is protected by Simply Safe. But we set up the cameras.
being super easy to set up, very, very simple. And you could add different sensors around the house and make it as, you know, as complex as you want it to be. SimpliSafe was named Best Overall Home Security System of 2020 by U.S. News & World Report. And guess what? I'm naming it the Best Home Security System of 2020. The Investing in Real Estate podcast with Clayton Morris is naming it the Best Home Security System of 2020. So put that in your smike and poke it. So here's what you need to do. You need to head to simplisafe.com/investing right now, and you're going to get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if it doesn't fit for your lifestyle, and of course it will, you get your money back. 60-day guarantee. Try it out. Go to simplisafe.com/investing right now to get your free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Again, simplisafe.com/investing. That's how you get that free shipping. Thanks, SimpliSafe.
Do it.
I love this. And I love the idea, too, of creating. I mean, I can picture it now. Like you just mentioned Boise, right? Imagine a, I like coming up with business ideas like this, but just a podcast, like the Boise Real Estate Guys podcast, or the Boise, you know, husband and wife realtor team from Boise, Idaho. And once a week, they do a Boise real estate podcast that just focuses on the trends in Boise. It does not cover Las Vegas. And you can invite on mortgage brokers, other people as guests. And now you're hosting this cocktail party.
Absolutely. Another thing I like to do, a lot of realtors, investors even, they come to me not only for lead generation, which is, you know, paid advertising, Facebook, Instagram ads, but they come to me for PR. Because I've been featured in Inman, Realtors Blog, Realtor.com, because I've been featured in over 182 publications, most of them in the real estate niche, they come to me for that. Because a lot of times, where do you start? And this is something you can all do, right? Get into your local paper. Mm-hmm. Get an write an article about, I just wrote an article for one of my clients, right? It was an interview style article of how is the Las Vegas market affected by the coronavirus? How is the, you know, Boise market, how is the Austin market affected by the coronavirus? Write that article yourself. You know better than anybody. If you're, be it you're an investor or a realtor, you know. If you don't know, you can look it up online and write a quick 600-word article. Your local paper is dying for articles like this. Honestly, it's so easy to get into local press. Send it to your local paper and say, hey, look, I'm a realtor in town. I'm an investor in town. And I just wrote this article about what's going on, what I'm seeing on the ground level. They would love you. And imagine if you're printed in your local paper, first you can tell all your friends, go get a copy of today's paper. I'm in it, you know, and frame it on your wall. But then you can say, I've been featured as an authority in our local paper. That means a lot for your target client audience.
Yeah, and they can link back to your website, your real estate profile at coldwellbanker.com/John or whatever it is, you know. And so now you're linked on the local Boise Statesman's website or whatever it happens to be. That's great. And you're absolutely right. They are dying for content. If you notice, a lot of the small newspapers got hammered during this pandemic. They're heart-starved for content. But they also republish a lot of Associated Press content. If you pay for the physical paper, you'll notice that most of the articles came from like Associated Press. It's not even like local journalism. So if you're offering as a local person to write a local article that's new and fresh and original, they're going to snap up. They're absolutely going to say thank you. You're right about that.
One of the things I always try to teach my agents or my investors is PR, because it's something that's very overlooked. People think that, oh, because it's not like lead generation where there's an instant gratification where you immediately get buyers and sellers, right? The process starts immediately. They forget how important branding is, right? And it's so important to be seen as the authority, and it takes time to build a brand. It takes time to be seen as an authority, but it's absolutely the best thing that you can do because of the frame, because of that authority established as featured in these magazines or these publications, right? It's the difference of the frame of you begging someone to sell their home and someone coming to you and begging you to sell their home.
That's really powerful. Let's talk about some of the platforms that are We are in mid-2020. These things are always evolving, always changing, right? We thought that Facebook was dying off. And then during the pandemic,
we saw Facebook numbers spiking because people were gravitating back towards Facebook. So these things are cyclical, right? But what are you seeing is providing the most bang for the buck? Do you want your clients to be on all of these things constantly, or to pick one or two to really dominate?
Yeah, being very specific with your time, having a game plan is the best thing. So you don't want to be on Google and on this and on that, right? You want to pick one and go all in. I pick Facebook because, as you know, as you just said, everybody's on Facebook right now, and the cost per lead drops significantly because of this coronavirus and because everyone's here, because a lot of people don't know this. But you know, last month, for a month and a half, Zillow, Redfin, Opendoor, all of them quit advertising. They just stopped. That's millions of dollars that were put in the market completely gone. So the cost per lead went way down. You were seeing all these people, these motivated sellers, getting their deals dropped by these big places like Zillow, right? And so we would do ads. We jumped in. We had so many of my personal investors that made a lot of flips because of the drop deals from Zillow, from Redfin, right? They just dropped all the deals because it wasn't safe anymore. My investors picked up those deals and flipped them, right? So as long as you're consistently advertising, pick one platform. I see the best with my clients with Facebook and Instagram ads. Choose that one platform, go all in, learn everything you can about it, right? So this way, whatever the market does, you're ready to just switch. Just right, like I said, one of my ads was about, we switched to, did Zillow drop an offer on your home, right? Or did you get an offer canceled on your home from Opendoor, Redfin? We can help, right? We, one of my investors, that 1 month we did it, he had two flips. And then we did an engagement campaign for him, which is literally just a video of him, as we talked about, saying, hey guys, it's me, and this is what's going on in the market. Two of his sphere reached out to him, and he got two more listings just from that. So when I tell you these things work, they work. I'm seeing it happen in real time.
Well, there's no targeting like you can get with Facebook and Google targeting. I mean, it's amazing that you could specifically in your Las Vegas market identify people that were motivated to sell their home, right? They were actively selling their homes. So you knew that because the data shows you. You can target those people and ask them that question. Hey, did Redfin drop you as a client? Yeah.
If,
and you're targeting, you're not wasting money by blasting people that didn't have a house for sale. You're specifically going after, and that's the power. It's so much better than a billboard campaign, or it's the power of digital advertising. And now it's really pennies right now because of how cheap it, you know, how cheap it's dropped. So I would encourage everyone to do that. And YouTube ads as well is a great play for realtors in that space too, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say pick one platform and go all in. Learn the in and outs. And then once you are a pro in that platform, then you can start expanding. But, you know, like you were saying, Clayton, a podcast, that's a great idea. If you want to do that, I mean, there's a lot to learn about doing a successful podcast. You know, just pick that and don't also do YouTube and Facebook and this, that. Pick one thing, go all in. Once you know it well enough, then you can expand.
Right. And there's all sorts of ways you can dive. You and I could talk all day about way to repurpose content. You know, you could take a video that you shoot for an ad and then also turn that into an ad that you put up on LinkedIn and other places. And so you don't just have to be committing yourself to doing one piece of content for one platform. You can be pulling quotes out of something you said, putting that on Twitter. There's a way to really use all of this stuff across multiple platforms. So you don't have to be scared of it. You know, find something that speaks to you and go in on that. I'm curious right now. So you're seeing Facebook is giving your biggest bang for your buck right now. What other things are you seeing in the lead generation space? I'll kind of get you out of here on this, that you're seeing as a trend over the next year that you're keeping your eye on.
Well, I think just to speak about Facebook, a lot of people think, oh, Facebook, these are terrible leads. Maybe they're cheap. You know, maybe they're $3 leads, but they're all terrible. I hear this all the time. I'm sure you do too, right? The thing is, it's not just about the leads. You have to qualify these leads before they even come to you, or else you're just wasting your time. You know, I have a whole system in place where not only am I getting leads, but I am putting each lead through a survey to qualify them before they even come to my investor or my agent, right? And it's things like this. This is why I say go all in on one platform. Because if you just say, oh, I'm running Facebook ads, so I know how to do Facebook. No, be an expert in it. You know, like for me, Facebook ads isn't enough. I have a survey to figure out where that person is. What's their timeline to sell? How much do they want for it? What's their address? You know, what are they looking for? How many bedrooms, baths? Are they working with a realtor? Have they been pre-approved by a lender? You know, ask these questions. And you don't know to even think about putting a lead through a survey unless you become a pro at your platform. For me, it's Facebook, right? But that's what I mean by going all in on one platform. So you can realize, oh, there's ways to actually be really good and make this platform work for me. Because if you just run Facebook ads, that platform's running you and you're just right. running your money into the ground. But if you realize, I'm going to be smarter than machine and put them through a survey, so I'm only getting the best quality leads who are ready to go right now. Now you're the expert and you're making the machine work for you.
Yeah, that's great. Plus, then you're not having the phone ring off the hook as much as possible, which to you might sound like, oh, maybe, crap, maybe we're not getting as many leads. And that's bad. But actually, fewer leads, but they're more qualified that are coming through is way more valuable than having that phone ring off the hook and wasting 30 minutes of your time every few sit. You know, that's miserable. So that's great.
Exactly.
Putting those little things in place. And there's so many free resources out there right now to be able to learn this and to start on this.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I actually have a course. I know a lot of realtors and investors, they can't afford my monthly fee, you know? So I thought, what can I do to still empower beginning investors, beginning realtors to get their own leads? So I've actually created a course where I show you exactly how to set up your ads, how to build a survey, how to pre-qualify your leads so that you can empower yourself to do it for yourself.
So where can people find this course? That's awesome.
Thank you. It's a goatlasrealestate.com. And we have a course, and if you're interested in having it all done for you and having, I even have our own ISA team. So we have a personal call team that actually calls all the leads and books appointments, does live transfers as well. So no matter where you're at in your journey, if you just want the course to learn how, or if you want something completely hands off and just want booked appointments with qualified leads, we have all of that in our agency.
So we'll have a link to that in the description. I'll put it right up here on the screen for you as well. That's goatlasrealestate.com to check out that course. And that'll be so powerful for people just getting started because, you know, digital advertising changes daily. I mean, when we have our Facebook ads dashboard or YouTube ads, all of the things that we do in our company and our companies, and you go in and one day, and the next day the whole interface has changed. So it's very good to have somebody leading you and taking you by the hand and taking you through this stuff. So that's great stuff. Is that the best place for people to connect with you, Victoria, at goatlasrealestate.com?
Yes, or find me on Facebook. It's just Facebook-Victoria J. Kennedy. I love connecting over Facebook. Some of my best clients I found, they just sent me a message on Facebook. We started a conversation and, you know, the rest is history. And I firmly believe, like everything in real estate, it's all about relationships. You know, it's not just that quick win. So for me, you know, send me a message on Facebook. Let's connect. I'm very much a relationship driven person. That's how I like to do business.
Yeah, me as well. That's the foundation of our company. So I love hearing that. Well, Victoria, it's been a real treat getting to know you. Next time, maybe we won't have you come on and talk real estate. We'll have you come on and sing opera and you can share some of your opera skills.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And thanks to all of you for downloading and subscribing. We really appreciate it. You know, it's so important in this changing digital landscape to pay attention to everything that Victoria was just saying about lead generation. You can't live in this world of being a dinosaur anymore. It's not going to work. You can try and fight the currents, but they're just going to swallow you up. You've got to pay attention to this new way of doing business. So, my friends, we'll see you next time. Go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.